You planted a seed way down deep in the
birthday of one of our saints, Betty Whitaker, today, as well as the 41st birthday of Vaughn Brown next week, I am reminded of the book of Hebrews, the 7th and the 10th chapters, when Paul talks about the newness in us. A newness that defies age, a newness that defies situations, a newness that defies circumstances, a cleanliness in us, the great priest in us, a royal priesthood, a sanctity in us that is not limited by age, that is not limited by anything else in the earthly tabernacle of flesh or the material world. In Hebrews 10, Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus," and this is what he says in the 20th verse of Hebrews 10. He says, "By a new and living way, a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us, to cleanse us, to cleanse us from a guilty consciousness, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how we may spur one another toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but beloved, encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Melchizedek helps put this in perspective. Melchizedek is talked about in Hebrews 7, and he is considered the Christ mind. He is a king that even Abraham, which is faith, worships. Melchizedek, we tend to forget about. The scripture says, "He whose genealogy is not derived from them." Melchizedek was not a Levi, and even he received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. If perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be called according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, of necessity, there is also a change of the law, for he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe from which no man has officiated at the altar. The scripture teaches us another priest who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, not according to the law of that which sees age and is limited by age or flesh or anything in the material world that is not limited by time or space or environment, but rises according to the power of the endless law. For the scripture says in verse 17, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. For the law made nothing perfect, and on the other hand, he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. For such a high priest, the scripture says, was fitting for us. He who is holy, harmless, and undefiled. This Christ mind opens up to us a new and a living way. How awesome it is to realize that we carry this consciousness of Christ, this second coming of the kingdom of God is within us. In looking for the kingdom, Jesus said in Luke 17:21, it is neither here nor there. The kingdom of God is within us. The power of Melchizedek is in us. To open up ourselves, no matter how old we are, no matter what the years in the material world say, we can be lifted by a new and living way. As long as we draw near to God with a sincere heart, we have the full assurance that faith brings, our hearts will be sprinkled with the consciousness of Christ to cleanse us and have our bodies washed with pure water. We open up our circle today with the realization that nothing about our age in the flesh limits us, but that we are lifted up in this awesome genealogy of a royal priesthood, and accept the fact that in this circle, in this consciousness of Christ, that draws nearer and closer to God. This awesome power, this royal priesthood lives and moves and has its being in us. Let us open up our circle with the awesome power.
On a hill called Calvary, there stands an endless mercy tree. Every broken, weary soul, find your rest and be made whole. Stripes of blood that stain its frame, shed to wash away our shame. From the skies pure love released, salvation by the mercy tree. In the sky between two thieves hung the blameless Prince of Peace, bruised and battered, scarred and scorned, sacred hand pierced by our thorns. It is finished, was his cry, a perfect lamb. Our victory, our Savior chose the mercy tree. Oh, hope when dark that violent day, the whole earth quaked at love's display. 3 days silent in the ground, his body bore for heaven's crown.
Priesthood being changed. Of necessity, there is also a change of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken to another tribe from which no man has officiated at the altar, but another priest who has come, not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. For he testifies, you are a priest forever. You are a priest forever, Charlotte. You are a priest forever, Myrtle. You are a priest forever, Betty. You are a priest forever, Winifred. You are a priest forever, Paulette. You are a priest forever, Fern. You are a priest forever, Bernadette. You are a priest forever, Alma. You are a priest forever, Latanya. You are a priest forever, Vanessa. You are a priest forever, Marlon. You are a priest forever, Sandy. Each and every person on this call, you are a priest forever, for the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, it brought in a better hope through which we draw near to God, realizing that Christ consciousness continues forever and has an unchangeable, royal, awesome, fantastic, undefeatable priesthood. How awesome it is to be fitting for such a high priest who is holy, who is harmless, who is undefiled, who is higher than the heavens. We bless this day of royal priesthood. We see its garments, we see its endless energy, we see its divine ideas blessing and uplifting Charlotte as she moves forth to conquer, to be uplifted, to bless and to bless and to prosper, and most of all to be and to witness her awesome light of royal priesthood in Texas. How awesome it is to see and to feel this dynamic royal priesthood emerging from Latanya with new armor, with new energy, with new understanding, with new strength in the eternal awesome energy of God radiating in as and through her, for her family, for her community, for church, for our awesome circle of power. How awesome it is to see and to feel this cleansing of this new and awesome radiant priesthood flowing forth through Myrtle and her new surroundings, being lifted up in the consciousness of Christ wherever she is, wherever she walks, wherever she gives. We bless this call today, grateful to be appointed not as high priest who have weaknesses, but as a member of a royal priesthood of Christ in us, our hope of glory. Christ in us, our hope of glory. Christ in us, our hope of glory. And so it is. So let it be. Amen.
I've seen darkness shattered by light. I've seen joy break after the night. I wanna see it again. I've seen tragic and hopeless days turn to stories of amazing grace. Light of the world. step down into darkness. Open my eyes and let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted,
highly exalted,
glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, and all for love's sake you became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.